This is the Mike McFeely Show on Live Local First, 790 KFGO and KFGO.com.
You may have heard the last several days, because the local newspaper, The Forum, did a good job reporting it, about the horses in Barnes County that were taken off of a ranch in Barnes County near Catherine, North Dakota. Ginger Helland was in charge of the ranch, and she was charged in early January with some animal neglect and mistreating animals. And there's been a handful of stories in the local media about that situation. And what's there is fine, although there are a couple of maybe question marks about some of the accuracy, about a couple minor things. But when I was reading these stories, I'm thinking, you know, this didn't just happen overnight. This didn't just happen in our area in a couple of seconds. Somebody had to know about this. Somebody had to know that this ranch wasn't taking care of its animals, and this ranch wasn't taking care of its horses, and this owner maybe wasn't doing things correctly. That's the thing that kept standing out in my mind, was how could nobody know about this? And as I made some phone calls the last couple of days, and I talked with a few people today about this, I find out that indeed some people did know about this. And more importantly, some people, when it came to the Ginger Helland Ranch, some people were alerting authorities and letting people know what was going on. So then the next question becomes, why was nothing done about this until 2014, the month of January? Folks, welcome to the Mike McFeely Show on the Mighty 790 KFGO on this Monday afternoon. I'm going to bring somebody on the program right now who is one of those people I talked with today, and let me know through our conversations that, you know, this wasn't happening in a vacuum, that the animal mistreatment and neglect was something that people in the area knew about and, in fact, were letting people of authority know. I want to welcome in Joan Mack. She is not a neighbor of the Helland Ranch, but certainly lives in the area in Ransom County, just south of Barnes County. Joan, welcome to the Mike McFeely Show. How are you on this Monday afternoon?
Well, I could be a little bit warmer, but doing not too bad. How are you doing, Mike?
I think everybody feels the same way. I think that this winter has run its course when it comes to palatability for human beings. I think we're all sick of it, Joan.
Yeah, but you know, we only got five more months to worry about.
Well, that's true.
We'll be having summertime again. But thank you so much for talking to me.
So tell me about this. What I understand is that you actually knew about the situation, this ranch, and maybe some not so good things happening for many years, Joan. Tell us a story about this behind the Helland Ranch.
It started out in July of 2009. Was the first time I came in contact with Mrs. Helland. She actually contacted me on the purchase of two horses that we had for sale at the time. In talking with her, you know, she told me that she wants to build this humongous quarter horse ranch, paint horse ranch, and she wants to be known worldwide. I thought, wow, this is pretty good. Being a horse person all my life, I thought, you know, we need people like this. And very smooth talker, very nice person to visit with, actually. And she ended up purchasing the two horses from us. She was going to come and get them in a couple weeks. That never came. She always had excuses. Finally, I said, well, I would just bring the horses over to your place if you would like me to. She said, yeah, sure. She gave me directions. That was in August of 2009 was the first time I had been on her place. I was quite shocked. I saw thin horses tied up all over the place. I saw carcasses. I saw bones everywhere. I saw horses that were barely moving because they were just skeletons. I was speechless. I did not want to even take my horses out of the trailer. But the deal had been done. I thought, well, maybe she's got places where she had excuses for all these other horses, you know, why they were in the conditions that they were in, hoping that my horses would be taken better care of. I guess, you know, and I fell victim to to her stories. You know, it went on and on. I tried to help her in September of 2009 by bringing 57 horses over to my ranch that were in dire need of food, water, care. I had two veterinarians standing here when the horses were unloaded to have the horses worked, as in put delouser on them, worm them, and just kind of give them, you know, just a body check on all of them. The vets worked them. It was raining really bad, so we couldn't do some of the things we wanted to, but we did get some of the things done. We put seven of them, the veterinarians, we put seven of them on death watch. Two of those did die. The autopsies were done on those two. About a week later, she came and got the other 55 head out. I think it was probably around the middle of October of 2009, I called Dr. Susan Keller at the North Dakota State Veterinarian's Office in Bismarck. I told her I was very concerned with these horses. There's a lot of, she had, Mrs. Helen probably had around 200, 250 head of horses at that time. You know, I told her the concerns, what I saw, and she said they would send somebody out to check on them.
So let me reiterate. So you in October, mid-October of 2009 is when you first called the state veterinarian.
Yes.
And alerted the state to the situation that you saw in Catherine, North Dakota. October 2009.
October 2009.
Okay, yes. I just wanted to get that out there again to let people know what they're hearing is correct. So
right.
What happened then? She said that she was going to send people out to the ranch to check on the horses?
Yes, she said that they do a follow-up. I also called the Barnes County Sheriff's Department also and told them I'd like, you know, to have a welfare check done on these horses because there are a lot of them that, you know, were on death watch. I kind of went through the whole story, what I just went through with you, you know, that there were, you know, five in there that were probably death warmed over and that. So basically they just said, you know, we'll check it out. We'll see what's going on. I made numerous calls, emails for months, for years, and I always got the same thing over and over and over. Yeah, we're monitoring her. We're sending people out. We're teaching her how to feed properly, and that's all I get.
So they took, as far as you know, no action in terms of law enforcement or steps, you know, taking steps to seize some of the animals. The state and the Barnes County Sheriff's Department did none of those things. They said that they were monitoring and trying to teach Mrs. Helland how to properly feed horses.
Correct. Correct.
So how did that, did you do anything from there? Because when I read the story, and you and I talked about this earlier, when I read these stories in the forum, I went, my God, somebody had to know about this and somebody had to alert authorities. And first of all, I thought, well, if the neighbors or the people in the area did know about it and didn't let anybody know, then part of it is on them. But it sounds like you and others were well aware of what was happening and you tried to go through the proper steps, Joan, and they might have been listening, but they certainly weren't taking any action.
They weren't. I contacted everybody. I mean, I talked with Allison Smith of Triple H. You know, what can we do? Well, there's just so many procedures to follow and this and that. And I mean, I have pictures of horses that are just, you know, just about passed on and from Mrs. Helen's herd. And I have all these pictures and I would show them to people. North Dakota Stockmen's Association, Fred Fredrickson had been out here many times and he knows my concerns, and it just got pushed under the table, and my thoughts, and this is my thoughts only, she's got too many horses, nobody wants to deal with it.
Joan, I'm going to ask you to stick around for a couple more minutes. I need to take a break here, but I need to ask you more questions, so please hang with me. Joan Mack of Ransom County, North Dakota, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show. She is a quote-unquote neighbor. She lives a ways away, 25, 30 miles away from the Ginger Helland Ranch. And her husband was involved as well, the Helland Ranch near Catherine, North Dakota, where some horses, many horses over the years, have been in very rough condition. And finally, it was in the news, and finally somebody tried to take action in the last couple of weeks, although I could make the argument based on Joan's information that it is about 4 years too late that anybody has taken any action. Joan, what was your reaction to the events of last week and the previous weekend when it sounds like the Barnes County Sheriff's Department finally got involved, but sort of at a very slow pace? And by the way they got involved, it sounds to me by reading the paper that they kind of caused some angst for the Triple H horse rescue people.
Yes. When I first heard about it, I guess there was kind of a little rumor going around town, small communities, you know, that there was a possibility of Mrs. Helen getting picked up for starving horses. And so I put a email in to Dr. Keller on the 21st of January, and I said, you know, I kind of heard some rumors going around that there could possibly be something going down. And basically, I got a letter back stating that she's just kind of pushing her under the table, that, you know, the authorities kind of are working with it and, you know, wash their hands of it, basically. When it finally did come out in the paper, there was a big sigh of relief on my part. I mean, because I'm thinking, oh, no more horses will die. That was my main concern. No more horses will die. But I am probably a little bit upset with the way it was all handled. With Triple H, they did wonderful. I mean, I was talking with Allison. I was going to go help load horses, everything. I've got a call on Thursday, the 23rd, saying that there's probably going to be a seizure on the horses. I thought, this is wonderful. This is great. At 1:02 p.m. on Thursday, January 23rd, I got a call from a gal that told me, that was friends with Ginger Helen. She told me that Mrs. Helen was just told by Barnes County that the horses were being seized on Thursday. She was told this. I called immediately Allison Smith of Triple H, and I says, Mrs. Helen knows that the horses are being seized. Basically, look out, because horses are going to start disappearing. I just know how this gal works. And I got a call back around 3:40 that same afternoon from the gal that told me that Mrs. Helen knew about this was coming, this was going on. That Mrs. Helen was looking for places to start hiding her horses so the authorities could not get them.
Okay. And so, I mean, essentially, I don't want to say that Barnes County tipped her off, but they certainly gave her some time to make some decisions and time to try to move some of the animals away from the authorities, right?
Yes, pretty much, yes.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with these. I've never really been around one, a seizure or anything like that, just what we read, you know, and hear about different ones and that. But I guess I was always under the impression that where the horses were being taken from, the people did not know. They didn't get a courtesy call. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they do get courtesy calls.
Well, it wouldn't make any sense if they got a courtesy call, because then that would allow them to get rid of the evidence. I mean, like, in, you know, they don't call a drug dealer ahead of time and say, hey, by the way, we're going to raid your drug lab next Thursday at noon. So get rid of all the evidence, please.
Right. So I you can't point fingers at this point, I guess, but it's sad. I guess for the main part of it, the horses, I hope and I pray, are in safe hands now, and they will never return. returned back to her. That's my biggest concern, that they will be returned back to her. But
I don't think that's going to happen, Joan. And I don't mean to cut you off here, but I need to because I'm up against a hard break. Thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you.
Thanks very much for telling your story. Incredibly interesting, and good luck, okay?
Yep, thank you.
You bet. Joan Mack of Ransom County, North Dakota. We'll